I'm sitting on the bank of the Broad River, at its mouth, where it empties into the Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic is calm this morning, as flat as a mirror. The sky is gray, and the sea reflects the sky. The Broad River runs strong and wide and dark. It has been a rainy summer. The tide is high, and the mix of fresh and salt water floods the lagoon behind the dunes. A lone cormorant fishes in the strong current. Northern terns dive for herring further out. A stiff breeze keeps the black flies and mosquitoes down, but the deer flies are stronger, and they are hunting for warm blood. These green-eyed flies inflict a nasty bite within a few seconds of landing. Once they find your scent, they are relentless. The only way to get across the Broad River without getting wet is to walk across the railroad trestle. They pulled the tracks out in the early 80s, and the train no longer runs, but the timber trestle still bridges the river. It serves as a footbridge, and the young people use it as a diving platform. The sport here is jumping or diving off the trestle into the river below. The trestle is 3 meters above the surface of the river at high tide. The trestle is about a 25-meter walk across the river. The wooden trestle links the white sand beach with the rocky, forested shore. It divides the beach area from the clam flats and the lagoon, the place where the fresh and the salt water pool, the wetland where the cormorant, seagulls, black ducks, and the great blue heron spend their days, rain or shine. I'm speaking to you from the south shore of Nova Scotia. I'm sitting on the south bank of the Broad River at low tide. Here the Broad River meets the Atlantic Ocean at the end of a long white sand beach. The river water is reddish-brown, burgundy, as it pours into the deep blue sea. The darker fresh water spreads, staying on top. The salt water is heavier, and today it is much colder. I've crossed the river by walking across the railroad trestle. The train doesn't run anymore, but the trestle still serves as a footbridge. It's still pretty solid, but there are more and more rotten timbers. In the summer, when the river is warmed by the sun, the young people love to jump or dive off the trestle, showing off their courage and creating a little excitement for themselves and their parents.